a spade ball. You know it's going up because it's spading. Because need the propeller going down, round and round and round, and it makes it spade. It switches the thing on, and it goes round and round and round.
This one, I kind of sliced off his foot on the post.
I love it. It's on my doorstep. And I do love coming down here, but there's certain days when I'll come down it'll be too crowded to get a drink or get some prawns or whatever. It's good in the winter. In the summer it does get a little bit overcrowded. In the summer I live my life sort of depending on the sea. My life is controlled by the tide because I have to swim in the sea every day. I mean, I haven't started yet. I was tempted to go into that. I've got my bikini and my towel in my bag, but I'm glad I didn't because it's a bit nippy now. But there's a group of us. I'm the youngest. Most of them are old people. And I've got my little gang on the beach. I meet up at high tide and we all go in and have a swim. It's just whoever turns up and they love it. They're going, oh, you know, really glad that we've got a young person that comes in the sea with us. I'll probably start in April and then I'll go through to October. That's usually it. But I do it work depending. If it's an evening tide, I can go in, but sometimes I can't go in because the tide's at the wrong time. And that's why I say I live my life in the summer by the tide. So I have to go. It becomes like an obsession.
Very good, I like it. I swim here every day in the summer. It's a special place. Well, it's a good feeling. I mean, I've been swimming out in the middle of the night, swimming out really far, and there's sort of a sense of yourself with the elements, and it doesn't bother me that there isn't anyone else swimming, although I do see a few old ladies swimming all through the year.
It's not the cleanest, but it's getting cleaner. So we've been told anyway, it's not too bad, you can swim in it, so I haven't got the balls to do it. It's too cold.
I don't mind the mud. I do like to go out walking. If it's a really hot day and I want to have a swim and the tide's out, then I'll walk out to the Ray and have a swim in that. Yeah, Samuel loves that as well, except the current's really really strong in the Ray, so you have to be careful. Like he starts floating off and I have to swim out and get him. Oh, the Ray is it's a strip of water. I don't know if you can see, but the boats are facing towards London at the moment. That's the Ray there that those boats are in. It's a strip of water that's constantly there, like a trench. And It's basically, I don't know if it's man-made or if, I think it might have been sort of dug out, but it's kind of, the tide goes out and then you've got the Ray, the strip of water, and then you've got the other side of the Ray, which is like really hard mud or sand, and you walk on it and you don't sink. It's really nice on the other side of the Ray, and then you've got the channel. So the Ray is like the strip of water before you get to the channel. And there's seals out there as well.
All the way through the estuary, the mud's there. It's good because it's nice and hot. It warms up the water when the tide's in. And when the tide's out, there's ways to walk out, right out into the mud, and just get a different perspective of things.
Like sea because they stink. Last time I went holiday, that stink. That did.
A 100 years ago, it was Old Lee was just a fishing village. The railway line was already here. The fishing boats from the Dutch ones from Netherlands were already here, so the cockles were already coming in. Everything looked kind of the same, I suppose, around 100 years ago.
One of my dad's friends is a fisherman down here, and his friend as well. And I know a load of the fishermen in here. But every now and then something does happen. You don't realise how dangerous their job actually is, you know, if they get caught in the storm. But, you know, they're a lovely, lovely bunch of people. And they go off for sort of a few days and come back. And sometimes it's like just for the day, or sometimes they go off for a few days on the trawlers.
I don't actually live here. I live at my own flat. My mum has to make a sandcastle. There's a bucket and spade. You put the sand on the bottom and make a sandcastle.
I couldn't actually think of the first time, but my mum used to go to the folk club, and we were always down here for folky things when I was little. So I think I was probably about five, I reckon, and I kind of associated it with fun, folk music, and a packet of crisps and a bottle of Coke with a straw in it.
Stuff in And we go to the bottom.